now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
On the show this week, we talked to Tony Marsico from the Martini Kings, a stack of new releases from the guys recently, so we'll find out about those. Last Friday night, I caught up with Shag at the Utrecht Gallery here in Sydney, and I'll play back that chat for you as we check out his Inscrutable Mystery Guide. Our segments, Ask Scoop and the Blogosphere, back this week. Plus, we'll take a look at Tiki Oasis from last week. Right now, from the album 13 Ways to Ecstasy, here they are, Vibes on Velvet and George's Basement on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Hal Jada. And the way you look tonight, the Martini King's been going crazy with new releases lately. And joining me is Tony Marsica. Tony, I just didn't know when to talk to you because it's just been such a crazy summer for you that new releases have been coming out every which way.
Yeah, we haven't. It's been one of those really wild years, and we haven't stopped. And, you know, we just got back from the Vintage at Goodwood Festival in England, and then the Tiki Oasis, and there's a lot going on this summer.
Absolutely. Now, Buddy Greco Sessions, just love the video that you put out for that, man. There's a great little video on YouTube.
Thank you.
That is really, really sweet.
Thank you very much, man.
Thanks for a little credit there at the end, too. I didn't expect that.
Of course, man. You're the man.
Appreciate that. Buddy, Buddy must have been a real pleasure to perform with. How did this all come about?
Well, me and my brother go out to Palm Springs a lot. He's got a pad out there, and someone told us that Buddy Greco was in town playing, and if you dig around and you know it, then you know Greco is kind of if not the king of lounge, you know. He's been doing it for, like, his whole life, and he's had a hit with Lady of the Tramp, you know. That was his big top seller back in the 60s. So we went and saw him. He had a supper club for a while. Long story short, we were blown away. Me and my brother Frank kind of dreamed about doing, cutting one track with him or anything, and it kind of all fell into place, and we did it.
Well, it's just absolutely superb. And his wife, she's got the most spectacular voice, hasn't she?
Got a great voice, yeah. She didn't start singing until she was in her 40s, too. She said she just kind of discovered that she was a singer, and she met Buddy Greco. They got married like 20 years ago or so.
That's incredible. And was he a pleasure to work with? Is he easy to work with?
He was amazing to work with. You know, he's from Philly, and we're from Philly, me and my brother, and it's kind of like working with your uncle or something. You feel like the second he walked into the studio, you know, you kind of read his mind and you knew what he was going to do, because it was like hanging with a relative, you know?
Yeah. Well, you probably would have been having some of those Philly cheesesteaks in between takes, weren't you?
Well, luckily there was a studio on my mind. There was a cheesesteak place across the street, and we loaded him up with him and his wife with cheesesteaks, and same with the Martini Kings, and we were right at home. I thought we were back in Philly for a second. It was great.
You've also released Live at the Rumba Room. Tell us a little bit about that album. That's got a nice feel when I listen to it. I feel like I'm digging your life, man.
Well, it's a live recording complete with the clinking glasses, and it was really one of our first release, like, years ago, and people have always reacted to it. It was originally titled Intoxicating Sound, and long story short, again, I just wanted to really be happy with the mixes, and I wasn't the first time around, so I got to tweak and play with a few things, and since everybody really loved the song choices on that, I thought, let's put it out again, you know, kind of for the fans that really dug that one, and that's what we did.
And you also recorded Lost in Paradise, which is absolutely superb. I love the cover on that, man.
Honestly, the cover inspired the whole record. We didn't really have anything going on the drawing board, but we got booked to do a gig out in Palm Springs at the James Bond house. It's a very famous Elrod house. It was designed in 69, and James Bond, Diamonds Are Forever, was filmed there, and right in the living room where we shot the pictures, that's where they had the chicks were flying around with the karate kicks and the whole bit that happened there. And we wound up doing a gig there, and we did we got a photo shoot together to happen right there in the living room, and we kind of felt like James Bond for a day, and we came home, and that next couple weeks I just got busy, and it inspired me and my brother to write the whole album.
And the interesting thing is, too, you've got some other voices on there as well. I mean, it's not just you guys.
Yeah, we never have vocals, and this time we got a great singer whose alias is actually Sonny Moon, who is an excellent singer, and we've known him for a while around L.A. He's one of our favorite, and we got a few of our favorite girl singers, bossa singers, and we thought we'd try something different, you know, and It kind of will probably throw a few of the Martini Kings fans because we never have vocals, but, you know, that's kind of what we like to do, is just kind of do what we do and try different things on every record.
Yeah. Look, I just absolutely love the title track, Lost in Paradise, which is the one we're going to play tonight. Tell us a little bit about the person behind this and the song.
Well, the song, I discovered a fabulous singer in L.A. that plays around town, and we name it Shirley, and we just love her, McAllen, and she's got the beautiful voice. She's actually from Israel. She kind of sings with an accent and doesn't really speak fluent English so well, but it seemed to work perfect for Lost in Paradise, since it is kind of an island tropical song, and we just really wanted to get in the studio with her. And I just want to mention one other thing. The record was, it might be a surprise to other people, was my brother had the pleasure of, he wrote a song for the new record for Lost in Paradise and had the pleasure of working with a 35-piece orchestra to record it, and it's the opening track on the record as well.
That's incredible. Look, it's a superb album. All three albums I mentioned are just superb. And I was saying to a friend of mine the other day, I actually, when all those three albums arrived to the penthouse, I was listening and driving around. I actually had to do a fairly long trip. And, you know, the amazing thing with your music, now, if you put on one particular artist, you know, you put on one particular artist from, you know, several CDs, sometimes you can get a little bit tired of it. You're kind of like, I need a little bit of variety. I'm going to put something else on. But I find with all of your music, even just the straight instrumental things, I never tire of it. Every track seems to be always different. There's no straight Martini Kings formula that I hear, and I just hear individual tracks that I could listen to it all day, and I find that really pretty amazing.
Well, thanks, Coop. We really appreciate that, because like I said, you know, if we don't feel inspired to just keep recording and writing things that get us excited, then, you know, what's the point, you know?
Exactly. Well, look, great to catch up with you. We're going to play Lost in Paradise now, and we'll catch up with you again soon, man.
As always, buddy, thanks for your support and spinning the disc. Good talking to you, as always.
Thanks, buddy. Martini Kings, Lost in Paradise, off the new album Lost in Paradise on the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation, music.
So I walk a little too fast, and I drive a little too fast, and I'm reckless, it's true, but what else can you do at the end of a love affair? So I talk a little too much, and I laugh too much, and my voice is too loud when I'm out in the crowd, so that people are apt to stare. Do they know, do they care that it's only that I'm lonely and low as can be, and the smile on my face isn't really a smile at all? So I smoke a little too much, and I joke a little too much, and the tunes I request are not always the best, but the ones where the trumpets blare. So I go at a maddening pace, and I pretend that it's taking his place. But what else can you do at the end of a love affair?
I must have gone further into orbit than I thought.
Latest from Waitiki 7 and Ruby off the album New Sounds of Exotica. Julie London before that on the Cocktail Nation and End of a Love Affair. Well, last week Sydney had a love affair with Shag. who's been in the country promoting his inscrutable mystery guide. I cruised on down to the new Sydney Outre Gallery on Crown Street, and I caught up with the man himself.
Okay, I'm joined by Shag at the new Outre Gallery in Sydney, the brand new store on Crown Street. Shag, you're back again, man.
Yeah, I come every 2 years. I love it here.
You love it. Are you taking in the beaches and stuff like that?
Yeah, actually, I went stand-up paddle surfing yesterday in Rose Bay.
Yeah, beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. The new show, Inscrutable Mystery Guide, which is difficult to say. Yeah. A little bit of a mouthful. What's behind it all? What's the whole story?
Well, I wanted to get a little more personal in this work, kind of touch on themes and subjects that are maybe not that common in my previous art. A little more personal, a little darker, things that are going on in my own personal life.
A friend of mine said to me, he's an artist, he said, man, he's making a bold move doing something very, very different. Does it feel like that for you?
A little bit. Yeah. You know, people have come to expect a certain thing from me, and I just wanted to change it up and do things a little differently.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're sitting in front of some of the new pieces now. Walk us through these magnificently large pieces.
Well, these two pieces sort of deal with the idea that, you know, I'm a fairly successful artist, and I have a bunch of people who depend on me for their life, for their lifestyle, employees and family. Yep. And so I have to continue painting to keep them living in the lifestyle to which they've become accustomed. You know, I'd like to, like, sort of take a break and stop painting for a little while.
Yeah.
But too many people rely on me for that.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's kind of the main theme behind these paintings.
What's this particular one called?
This one is called The Efficiency Expert.
Oh, we've all met them, I think.
Yes. So you have this sort of, like, child labor factory where these children are manufacturing tikis. You have this sort of top-hatted, official-looking character who's the efficiency expert. And you have me in sort of a gilded cage, you know. I've got a cocktail and a beautiful native woman, but I don't appear that happy.
No. Are you the corporate man?
Yeah, I am sort of like the man overseeing the whole production.
I don't see anybody multitasking though. Oh, maybe that guy. He's kind of multitasking a little bit. And moving over here, we got the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, that one is a little more inscrutable, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't have much to say about that one. You'd have to look at it and sort of like come up with your own interpretation.
Now, clearly tonight, I mean, you're a popular guy. I know you sell very, very well. Martin McIntosh said, yeah, the cult of Shag. Are you a cult leader?
I don't think of myself that way. I mean, there are people who like my artwork. And
yeah, and it's been incredibly successful for you. Yeah. And it's wonderful that you've taken a whole new step, because, I mean, that's what it's about. It's keeping it fresh and bringing new stuff for the fans.
Yeah, I think people were kind of growing accustomed to what I was doing.
So yeah. Yeah.
Tried to change things up a little bit.
Yeah. Look, it's wonderful to see you here again in Australia. Enjoy the trip, man.
Thank you.
And I'm sure we'll see you again really, really soon.
Obviously.
Thanks, buddy.
To order the latest work, head over to shag.com. Coming up, it's Ask Cooper as we talk about binge buying. And right now, Janet Seidel from her album Charade, and Straight to Baby on the Cocteau Nation.
Straight to baby. When the lights start lighting the town, there's only one place for me. When the neon winks, I'll go straight to baby. When the beat starts rocking the town, I long for his company. I'm feeling good just as soon as he says hello. And when he starts in looking at me just so, I glow. Now the sun is down and I'm here with baby. the lights start lighting the town. This is the place for me.
MySpace.com/LoungeLothario.
Cocktail Nation, because we broadcast from the Sydney Penthouse with Mo Coffin. Swingin' Shepherd Blues, he recorded that one in 1958 and helped establish him as one of the best flautists in the business. Time for our segment Ask Coop. This one is from Sandra in North Carolina, who writes, "Dear Cooper, my husband is driving me mad with his grocery fads. He binges on something, then suddenly stops, leaving the house full of unopened items, never to be used. His latest fad is yogurt. he's just gone off it now, and we have dozens of dubs that nobody will eat. What shall I do? Well, you see, 20 or so years ago, your husband would have been called a fatty or a big fatty boomba, which is a person who can't stop buying the same goods over and over until they get bored and then move on to something else. But we can't really use language like that anymore. We're supposed to call them merchandise challenged or shopping impaired. It's also PC now. Now, there's only one way to break your hubby's binge buying habit. That's to give him a scare. Freak him out about the deteriorating health of the household finances. When he comes home from one of his excessive shopping sprees, let him find you hunched over in the kitchen, whimpering with financial forlornness, which is the same as regular forlornness, but holding a calculator and a bank statement. When he asks you what's wrong, tell him you've been going over the weekly budget and that you're deeply concerned by his extreme money and food wastage. But it's hard to respect someone with such uncontrollable grocery greed. And if he wants to win back your love and respect, he must let you take over all the food shopping duties from now on and promise to go on an immediate bad diet. Hopefully that'll be enough to get him off his fatty foods for good. And if he ever breaks his promise, forget about political correctness and call him what he is. Big Fatty Boomba. Well, Sandra, I hope that helps you out. If you have a problem, email thecocktonation@gmail.com. From Will the Thrill's soundtrack to his book, A Mermaid Drowns in the Midnight Lounge, Actual Rafik, and One-Way Ticket to Thrillville.
Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started into hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. Best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. And wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? Best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain the cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but baby, you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. And you're gonna be mine.
Thank you.
Riddle me this!
Crazy, man, crazy.
Beauty more brilliant than the sun, more hypnotic than the moon, Eve.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Lava bed of lust.
Swifter than an eagle, tougher than a tiger, more majestic than the king of beasts, Adam.
Taste the forbidden fruit.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Rated R.
Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Nation with Les Baxter and Saturday Night on Saturn, Sinatra, and the best is yet to come before that. Right now, let's get back into the music, Chet Baker, and The Touch of Your Lips on the Cocktail Nation.
The touch of your lips upon my brow, your lips that are cool and sweet, such soft caress, my heart forgets to beat. The touch of your hands of your lips, the love in your eyes, the touch of your lips on. Thank you.
Hey, Big Daddy.
How are you, Wilbur?
Like it don't ever change, Pete. I just keep swinging and it creates a wild draft and I stay cool.
The Cocktail Nation.
She seals the contract. From the contract, there is no turning back. The turning point of a career in Korea begins sincere. The holiday was fun, Pat. The contract still intact. The gliding hands grab all we can, all for themselves. After all, the grabbing hands grab all we can, all for themselves. After all, it's a competitive world. Everything counts in large amounts. The graph on the wall tells the story of it all. Picture it now, see just how the lies and deceit gained a little more power. Confidence taken in by a suntan and a grin. Grabbing hands, grab all we can, all for themselves. After all, the grabbing hands grab all we can, all for themselves. After all, it's a competitive world. Everything counts in large amounts. The grabbing hands grab all we can.
Cocktail Nation, now available on FM radio in the United States, WXLV, Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The X played Frank Bennett and Everything Counts. Well, hello to a few new friends of the Cocktail Nation. Hi to Jim Reinhardt in Ohio, Joshua Head in Georgia, Stan Wakefield in Florida, and also to Sarah Hunt Hartman in Utah. You can follow us on Twitter as Cocktail Nation.
This is Deep Space Mission 9. We're now entering the blogosphere of the Cocktail Nation.
You can plug your blog by emailing me, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. And the one that we've chosen this week is oldhollywoodglamour.blogspot.com. It's a blog from Katie Custer, who's a makeup artist who straddles the modern and the vintage worlds. I just love the old Hollywood images and the stories that she posts, so check it out today. I know that she's a keen listener of the Cocktail Nation. All of the blogs, of course, are part of my blog, cocktailnation.blogspot.com. So check it out today. Many of the other wonderful blogs, but Katie's, it is an absolute winner, and you'll just love some of the pictures there. Well, that's it for this week. I'll leave you with another from the latest Tiki Joe's Ocean album, Under the Midnight Sun. This is Sandbar. Stay up.